can hear you.
Okay.
You want to move?
Okay, well, why don't I do that way? How's the reverberation? Bad? I'll have to give it to you then. Okay. My name is Bob Kraus. I'm running for IDP chair, and I'm running because we need a bad cop in the Iowa Democratic Party. We need somebody that will attack the Republicans in order to give good cover for the gubernatorial candidate, the legislative candidates, and the county officials. Right now, we do not have a standard bearer. We will not have a standard bearer for the Iowa Democratic Party until June of 2018. And by that time, things will pretty well have been set up in terms of the issues that are going to be out there. The legislature will meet. Governor Reynolds will have an ability to talk. We have a cacophony of 9 gubernatorial candidates. So there is nobody that is going to be the candidate talking about issues. Everyone will be talking. And they will be cautious because they're jockeying for position, as they should be. I won't have that risk. And you've seen what I can do. I've had Facebook posts that have gone as many as 20,000 views. I can do that. I've been a debater. I talk. I can get it done. That's what we need, because what we need is passion. Passion is the most important thing that we can supply as a leadership group to the state Democrats. Without passion, the nuances of organization and how we structure ourselves really don't make any difference. We have to have passion. How do we get that passion? We have issues, we talk about them, we use social media, we develop those issues so that when the governor candidate comes on and the legislative candidates come on, they have some groundwork that has been spaded and it's ready for them to plant their seeds, and they will see the direction. But we document, we keep Kim Reynolds honest, we keep the guys that are in the state capitol that are using taxpayers' dollars for sexual harassment, we keep them honest. It does not go under the table. It is not forgotten, because we are the spokesperson. And when we make those statements and we make that coverage clear and plain, it goes into the record, and we keep poking them and we keep poking them until the governor candidate comes up. And so that's what I can offer. You've seen the stuff that I've done, and I'll do more of it. I think with that, we have some very good technical people, both in this audience here and on staff, and I will work with them. I've had some technical background. I know a bit about the van, and I know the structure of the party. I've been around the party since 1964, when I did my when I went to my first state convention with my dad, and I've been at it ever since. So I'd like to thank you for your time, this opportunity. I'd like to thank you for the hard work that you've done in the past elections and this upcoming election, and I ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Next, you'll hear from Troy Price. Troy, you'll have 4 minutes. Do we have a volunteer who'd like to take time and give a motion for 1 minute? We have, okay, thank you, sorry.
Sounds good. Well, good morning. Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. I want to say thank you to Colleen for the nomination, and thank you to everyone on the committee that I've had a chance to connect with over these last 2 weeks. This has been a very humbling, amazing, awesome experience, and I just want to say thank you for the great conversations and the great ideas that you've shared with me over these last 2 weeks. I also want to thank Julie and Bob for running as well. There are two people that I respect very much, and two people I've worked closely with over the years, so thank you for putting your name out there, and appreciate the race that we have had so far. I also want to thank my husband, who is here today. I've not seen much of him over the last 2 weeks, so I appreciate him giving me the chance to do this. So just over 2 weeks ago, I announced that I was going to be a candidate for chair of the IDP. Since that time, I've traveled nearly 1,800 miles across the state, talking with and connecting with you, the members of the State Central Committee, but also Democrats as a whole. And in the course of these travels, one thing is clear. Our party is ready to get to work. And I've seen that all across the state. I saw it in Woodbury County, where I saw that they were working to put together an innovative rural outreach program, getting an RV to travel to all the areas outside of Sioux City. I saw it in Scott County, where the Central Committee got together, created a new website that makes it easier for them to connect with voters. I saw it when I was down in Fairfield on Monday doing door knocking for the special election down there. And I saw it in all the conversations that I've had with all of you over the last couple weeks. Our party wants to get to work, but we're only going to be able to get to work if our party is working well. Unfortunately, it's hard to say that that's been the case over the last couple cycles. We've lost the trust of the very people we're trying to help. Our message is fractured, and we are focused too much on antiquated ideas and old thoughts and not enough on finding solutions. Let's face it, the coordinated campaign hasn't been working for a couple cycles, so let's figure out how we're going to fix it. But the good news is we do have the tools to be successful. We have an unpopular president. Kim Reynolds is working very hard, and her cohorts in the GOP are working very hard to shove us backwards. And we have an energized activist and donor and volunteer base that's ready to get out there and ready to get to work. And I'm running for chair because I'm tired of seeing our party languish, and I want to get this party going, and I want to get it going right away. As a former campaign, or as a campaign operative, I built relationships across the state. As a former LGBTQ nonprofit director, I've fought back against people within our very party who've said marriage equality shouldn't exist. As a former ED of this organization, I've worked tirelessly to raise funds for this organization. So I know the challenges that our party faces, and I know the opportunities that exist to rebuild our party stronger than ever. So today we're going to turn a new page for the Iowa Democratic Party. And I am asking for your votes so that together we can get to work. We can get to work creating a unified message that appeals to everyone. We can get to work fighting for what is right, like a higher minimum wage and a higher living wage, healthcare, education, and collective bargaining rights for everyone. We can get to work rebuilding relationships all across the state and set everyone together on the same path forward so that we can all get to work. We can get to work making our party more accessible for everyone. Regardless of who you are, where you are, or whether you work, you'll have access and your voice will be heard within our party. We can get to work winning, and that winning is going to start on August 8th, and we can continue to win all the way through Election Day. We can get to work, but we can only do this if we work together. And so our future starts today, our future starts now. I'm asking for your vote, and I'm hoping get the chance to work with you, because I think together we can do some great things. And if we do, we will turn this party around, we will turn this state around, and we will be able to create a brighter, progressive future for everyone in Iowa. Thank you all so much.
Julie?
Thanks to each and every one of you who made the time to speak with me in these last few weeks. It's been a hectic race, but it's been great. Thanks to Bob and to Troy for having great conversations in our forums. And thanks especially to Holly for the introduction. I appreciate that. When we've been talking in these forums these last few weeks, I've been talking about my experience, how I've won difficult campaigns, leading organizational change, and my roots as an activist in Cerro Gordo County, because I think it's important that we have a state chair who understands what goes on in every one of our counties. I've talked about the priorities that I will focus on as your next chair. Raise at least $4 million by next April, because we have to leverage national dollars to make our coordinated campaign better. Rebuild our grassroots in every single county across Iowa, because that's where all our campaigns win. And establish a permanent progressive table with our allies, because we need to be having those dialogues more regularly than just during the coordinated campaign. But this morning, I really want to focus on what's at stake this year, because there's a lot at stake. And to do that, we have to look back to the recent past. Since 2010, each election has left Iowa Democrats in a much worse position. We lost the governor's office twice, We lost 2 congressional seats. We lost 3 U.S. Senate races. And in 2016, we lost the presidential campaign here. And probably the most devastating of all, we lost the Senate majority, which was, for me, the most brutal. This is a make or break year for us, folks. If we do the same thing that we've done the last 8 years, we're going to lose even more. Guaranteed. If we must innovate, we must adapt. We can learn from these mistakes. We can grow. We're all good at that. And to accomplish that, we must do more and do it differently. I'm a lifelong innovator and a lifelong learner. I offer my experience to make a successful organizational change in this organization for you and for our party. We also need a leader who's experienced at the caucus process and how to get it through the national organization. And I have that experience. I did that first as a staffer for the party, rewriting the rules, and later chairing our caucus to convention rules committee. My opponents are good, committed Iowa Democrats. No question. They care. They believe in our party just as I do. But right now, it is not enough to care. It is not enough to know people. We need a leader who can innovate and move us forward. As chair, I promise you, I will do that. Today, as the Central Committee members, both here and on the phone, you're at a crossroads. This election is between doing the same thing you've been doing, or, as some of you have indicated to me, doing something new. Several of you have indicated that you feel the need to be cautious. Right now, where the Iowa Democratic Party is today, being cautious is the biggest risk you'll ever take. We can adapt. We can make big strides. I believe in all of you, and whether you're here in the room or on the phone, I ask that you please believe in me and vote for me. Thank you.